wonderful community. It is your hostess with the mostest, Angela Marie, reporting live on September. I believe today is actually the 23rd, but this is for September 25th, 2022, which is the new moon in Libra. Okay. So on Astro Daily, well, on Astro Therapy, because we've been renamed Astro Therapy, we talk about the conversations the sky is having and how those conversations affect the human mind and human behavior. This introduces us to a newer form of science known as emotional intelligence. And like, emotional intelligence is me and my tribe's vibe, okay? So if you wanna see how we get down, the easiest way is just to connect on social. Snapchat is a dope portal. We are Gemini Vixen 2020. But really, Instagram is like where we live. Okay. So that account is Jupiter_love2020. And you'll see everything that we have going on right now. We are offering a divination service while partnering with African Traditions, which is a storefront in the Las Vegas, Nevada community. We're offering natal chart readings. So, check us out on Instagram. All the details are there for September. The reading theme is work hard, play hard. So we're exploring the second, the sixth, and the 10th house to uncover like what your professional destiny is. So often we listen to the people around us tell us what we will be good at, and we don't really feel connected, although we may, you know, go through whatever training and actually enter the career field that they suggest. We don't really feel connected to it. So work hard, play hard describes your soul's destiny of what you created yourself to do for work, okay? And you can learn more about this by following Instagram, by following us on Snapchat. And without further ado, because we almost 3 minutes in, we just gonna talk about the cosmic conversations of the day, because baby, we have like 7 cosmic convos to discuss, okay? So there's plenty to say. And we're going to get into it right now. So Star Babes, welcome to the latest episode of Astro Therapy, New Moon in Libra. So the theme of this moon transit is balance. Okay. Balance is key. Today is a cosmically lit day with 7 cosmic convos, including 3 subconscious transits, with the moon moving into the voice of Libra, becoming new, and getting into an argument with the planet of cosmic reflection and expansion, Jupiter, okay? It's a whole lot to explain, I know, so we're going to get started right now. The first cosmic convo of the day is the Virgo moon conjuncting the planet Venus in the voice of Virgo, okay? Both planets have the voice of Virgo. We're talking about the moon and Venus. So we're beginning our day at about 12:22, all right? It's a late night cosmic yoga sesh, okay? With our feels as the lead or the star of the show. Now our feels are named Nana right now. Nana is the Sumerian name for the new moon. For the full moon. And Nana is using Absinthe's voice, who's the maiden Virgo. Okay. Now, Ishtar or Ananya represents Venus, and she's the goddess of beauty and love. Now, she's using the same exact voice, and that's where they're doing cosmic yoga. All right, so this is bringing forth a tender mood that's themed in mama's energy, okay? So your mama figure, your mama herself, she all up in your consciousness right now because this is happening at about midnight 22. The energy is harmonious and it honors beauty. Take this time to decorate your house. Seek out quality time with your female friends, your queens, your goddesses that's in your tribe. Kick it real hard with them and have fun. Be the culture. See the art. Inspire life. Enjoy the gifts of this time and seize the moment to be dope AF. And the work hard, play hard divination reading is the perfect tool to complement this cosmic combo, okay? Now, the second cosmic combo of the day is the moon in Virgo trining Pluto in Capricorn at about 2:23 a.m. So, this is like 2 hours later. Our feels are in Absin's voice, and Absin is the maiden Virgo, smoking an ale with the god of the underworld and law, Nurgle, or Pluto, okay? Now, this awakens our feelings, which many may experience for the first time. So, these sensory sensations prevent growth, all right? They prevent emotional connections. That's what I mean by growth. And your views can be hella one-sided right now. Your feelings are awakening from lifetimes of emotional numbness and denial and ignoring. So purging is necessary. Purge! In the words of my favorite Irva doula, you know, this is one of my healing sisters, and she absolutely loves purging. And yeah, this just really reminds me of her. So consider a beauty makeover and get out your hood. And for this transit, I actually want to suggest Irva doula. You all can follow her. I will post about her on the Jupiter Love page, but she's an incredible healer. There's all types of ways to get in touch with her. Do that and take advantage of her services so that you can heal your soul, okay? Now, the third cosmic combo of the day is when the Virgo moon conjuncts Mercury, which is also in Virgo, at 5:48 a.m. So, our third and final subconscious astral announcement of the day involves Nana and Nebo, or Nibu, who is the god of literacy, rational arts, scribes, and wisdom. Now, both of them are using Absin's voice, and this is the maiden Virgo. So, this is initiating a good starting point. Build that business. Balance your attachment style. Master your love language. Your judgment is keen AF right now. You are quite mentally active and communicate your emotions effectively with your loved ones. Your balanced feels could lead you to business success. Do not ignore the fire under your soul's ass right now. Don't be afraid of it. Dive into it. Now, there is a new business venture that I'm diving into. It's called Toucan Win. This deals with penny auctions, and I'm a bidfluencer, which I'll be talking a little bit more about, but basically you can learn all about this through social media. Stay connected on Insta and Snapchat, because on there I'm going to be plugging all of this information in, whether it's a flyer with a QR code, a new website, or an email funnel. There will be very specific information and your invitation to get involved. Penny auctions are very exciting, and it's a great way to get some exponentially dope things that we really want in life for exponentially dope and low prices. So stay tuned for that information. Now, the fourth cosmic convo is actually when the moon turns new, or no, when the moon moves into Libra. Now, when the moon moves into Libra, it's about 9:41 a.m. And this movement brings cheer. It opens your mind up and it opens up your heart. When your mind and your heart are open, harmony is born, okay? Love and partnership are our focus. We about that booed up QT with my cutie life right now, okay? And spending hours on end caking with bae is what we wanna do, okay? Now, if you're single, it's all good. Everybody hitting you up with bae vibes. So the question is, what you all know? You feel me? If somebody pushing up on you and they wanna know what's good, what's your reply? Are you ignoring them and focusing on something that's completely different? Are you giving them some action? Because that's what the universe wants to know. All right. Now, we're going to talk about Nana for just a quick second. Nana is one of the oldest gods in the Mesopotamian pantheon. His parents are said to be Enlil and Ninlil, associated with the number 30, like the number of days in a month. Originally, Nana was born to the netherworld. Enlil worked out a great deal between three other gods to substitute for Nana as he roamed freely and explored the sky. Now, with the moon moving into the voice of Zibaba, which is Libra, graduating from the voice of Obscene, which is Virgo, we're moving from paying keen attention to details and working our asses off to focusing on flow and allowing for things to come to us through attraction, okay? Very feminine energy. So, the moon lights up the sky, measuring time, right? And time is that thing that measures reality when we're going through our journey of blessings and lessons. When we master the lessons, we get the blessing. And time is the idea of how long it takes for us to master the lessons to get to the blessing. But time itself does not exist, okay? The moon god is honored as a fruit arising from itself and producing itself, causing anxiety, especially during eclipses, which are honored as an attack of seven demons. Feeling irritated and moody is normal, and it will affect your frequency. Family fights can be a daily ting right now. Finding peace may seem impossible, leading to confusion due to an inability to fully think with your head or feel with your heart. And for that, we would suggest the Sabi Sense Eat to Live monthly membership. With this membership, you're learning how to bring oxygen to your cells through your diet. You are evicting parasites and purge, right? You're being introduced to herbs. And you're being guided with the science of how to heal thyself through lifestyle. This is very major, and it exists to amplify your life. So follow Snapchat, Instagram, and you will get all the additional information on the Sabi Sense Eat to Live membership. Now, after the moon moves into Libra, the moon becomes full. And this is like 4 hours later. We have Nana switching voices from detailed, hardworking, absent to the maiden Virgo. You know, that's Zibaba's energy in the Sumerian text. This is heavenly fate, the scales of Libra, bringing a sense of balance to our fields. Which are the star of this placement? Our feelings are the star of this placement, and we are balancing our feelings. Relationships run in harmonious ways. Male and female energy unify and sharpen one another, creating an assertive yet gentle tude, especially when others are involved, okay? And for this transit, we suggest Astros and Ancestors as the ongoing gift that you want to give to yourself. Find out what the messages are that your ancestors are delivering to you in your waking life. What behavior, situations, and experiences are you repeating that they are giving you guidance on? And what can you get in a daily practice to help you bring those tips to life? Get you an Astros and Ancestor reading, and you will know all of this information, all right? Now, the sixth transit is when the moon in Libra goes into opposition with Jupiter in Aries at 4:44 p.m. So this is our next to last transit, about 2 hours later at 4:44, when Nana and Zibaba's voice starts arguing with Marduk. Now, Marduk is the god of justice, compassion, regeneration, and magic. And he's using the voice of Kamal, which is the ram. That's Aries. Okay. Now, this can encourage opposition with the law and authorities. Conflicts, problems in your love life, and disadvantages can haunt you right now. Separation from mommy and or wifey is on the brinks. Feels of anger, resentment, frustration, irritability, bitterness are like flying through the air right now. You are breathing it in. So give your liver and bile some TLC. Lay off the sugar. Sign up for the Savvy Sense Eat to Live membership. And do the work that's required to offer your organs some TLC, because currently your organs hate it here and they wish you would do better lifestyle wise. Okay. Now, the final transit is when Venus in Virgo goes into a trine with Pluto in Capricorn at about 9:08 p.m. So we're completing our day about 4.5 hours later with Ananya or Ishtar, who is the goddess of physical love and beauty, in Absinthe's voice, blowing a bag with Nurgle, the underground god, and the god of law, who's using Sir Hermash's voice, welcoming strong passion, luck and love land, easy connections with friends and tribe members. Like, life has never appeared to be more attractive, and your strife for love and ideal aspirations encourage a cheerful mind and healthy thoughts. Professional life success and love victories alike have your name on it, because you are following the path that your soul created for your body to enjoy. All right? You paved this path already and you're following it. So yay you. Now, the magic suggestion for this final cosmic convo is to join a free conversation through the Quilt app. Quilt is a new social media app. It welcomes spiritual conversations, and we're getting on there tomorrow, which is it's Friday, May 23rd, I believe, at 7:11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're chatting only for 30 minutes, but we're saying, hey, how you doing? We're exchanging we're exchanging names, and we're really checking in. What's going on with you?